Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
April 21, Genesis chapter 6, verses 7 through 16. The Word of the Lord. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him. And he will live in hostility toward all his brothers." She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." That is why the well was called Beer Lahai Roy. It is still there between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. Panic in varying degrees is a predictable companion when lost. I experienced it driving in the Baltimore area before GPS. I experienced it at UNC trying to find a classroom. I experienced it when entering a different culture the first time my plane landed in Ecuador. I experienced it when my faith unraveled in confusion during a clash of beliefs with the reality of life. I experienced it when valued relationships crashed and burned. Hagar was lost, alone in the desert, perhaps trying to return to Egypt. Lost in spiritual, relational, and emotional confusion, hurt, and trauma. But God, He found her. He is the God who sees, the God who searches for and finds the lost sheep. The Lord has compassion for every lost person. What desert are you currently lost in? Jesus sees you and has compassion for you. Lord Jesus, you are the God who sees me. When I feel lost and alone today, please remind me you are near and you care. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.